Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Click Big Willie 105.5. And we seem to be having some more, according to our Facebook friends here, we seem to be having more audio problems. Hopefully that will somehow disappear. Sorry about that. All right, fine. So where the hell was I now? Download the River Network app, yes. Then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays. And then Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, Thursdays and Fridays. However, Thursdays and Fridays, it is the different time, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., slightly different time. We move it up 1 hour. To try to give more people the opportunity to experience the full Dimitri, as I like to call it, the full Dimitri, because why not? All right, fine. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Wait a minute. I've got that here. Hold on. The audio path of totality. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, fine. So we'll keep, for those of you on Facebook, if you're continuing to experience any kind of audio issues, if you could make comments so we can get a sense of what you're experiencing, and then we can turn this over to our engineering department, and maybe we can get this stuff worked out. All right, next, Wellsburg. You might think to yourself, what does Wellsburg have to do with New York, the city of New York? Well, Wellsburg is in West Virginia, small, nice community, nice town. New York City is in New York. New York City is sometimes called the Big Apple. Wellsburg has the Apple Festival, so there's a whole apple thing going on there. There's something else going on now with Wellsburg. I just saw this. Warren Scott wrote this for the Herald Star. I saw this headline. I thought to myself, you know, there's actually a big connection here between Wellsburg and New York City, the Big Apple and the home of the Apple Festival. Apple Fest. We got a loose wire down here. Maybe that's what it is. All right, fine. So, static off and on. Okay. Sorry about the technical issues on Facebook here. But this thing with Wellsburg is really important. The headline says, Wellsburg to seek sales tax through home rule application. And I thought to myself, Wellsburg, why would you need a sales tax? Why would you want to take more money away from the remaining citizens of Wellsburg? So I read the story. I'll read you just part of it, and then I'll explain what the connection is with the Big Apple. It says here, a public hearing will be held on Wednesday, that's tomorrow, on the city's application for participation in West Virginia's Home Rule Program, which would allow it to assess a 1% sales tax and issue immediate citations for public nuisances. It would also change the manner in which the city can sell property. Who cares? Hearing's going to be held 6 p.m. prior to the Wellsburg Council's regular meeting at 7 p.m. It says here, if approved by the board, the sales tax could be implemented on July 1. Citing a shortfall in revenue needed to maintain streets and other facilities, Wellsburg officials are eyeing a 1% sales tax for goods and services obtained in the city, with some exceptions, blah, blah, blah. The application states, and I'm going to make, for radio, I've got to give you a thumbnail version of this, but essentially, 1% sales tax and use tax, sales and use tax would apply to sales of tangible personal property, custom software, and on and on. The tax is expected to generate about $172,000 a year for the city and offset a loss in revenue from the closing of some local industries. Local industries are closing. Yeah, let's raise taxes. What a smart thing that is. Oh, we'll get to the intelligence of this thing. Prepared by City Solicitor Ryan Weld, who is a state senator, Rhino, a Republican, but certainly not a Trump guy. The application states the city is severely underfunded when it comes to making necessary infrastructure repairs and replacements. Okay. The application states the sales tax won't amount to a major windfall for the city, but would help to make it more attractive to new businesses. Yeah, a sales tax is going to make it more attractive to new businesses. That's according to the story here. I read this. I had to read this two different times. Let me read this one more time here. Sorry for the static on Facebook. I don't know if you're experiencing this on radio. I have no earthly idea. I'm hearing it in my headphones, but I have no idea what you're experiencing. Anyway, the application states the sales tax won't amount to a major windfall for the city, but would help to make it more attractive to new businesses. Can you name one new business that would want to move to Wellsburg knowing that their sales are going to be taxed at 1%? Whatever sales that they have, that's going to be an extra 1% tax. What businesses would be attracted to Wellsburg? It's like, where can I open Dimitri's hot dog shop? I know. I'll do it in Wellsburg because I can then charge an extra 1% sales tax that'll go right to, my customers will have to pay, 1% sales tax. That'll help me sell a lot of hot dogs. I mean, really? Honestly? All right. Now, it says here to approve the sales tax, the city must reduce its business occupation tax, which currently generates $785,000 for the city, and it goes back and forth, and you got to eliminate certain this and do that. The bottom line is this. There will be a net increase in taxation in Wellsburg. And I'm not going to go into the weeds here. Can't do it on radio anyway. But even in print or whatever, that this is a tax increase. Some are going to be offset, and at least for this year. And then what's to stop them from, increasing it again next year? But the bottom line is there's a tax increase. Otherwise, they would not be proposing this. It would make no sense. So, of course, there's going to be a tax increase in Wellsburg. What's really interesting here, there are lots of really interesting things here with the story. There's no reference here to any of the politicians who are pushing this thing. The only one quoted here is City Solicitor Ryan Weld, a state senator who represents that district, so presumably he's in favor of this tax increase. Again, he's a rhino. Not a bad guy. I actually like him and his wife. They have a lovely story and all of that. But this is politics. This is who he is. This is what he does. These are the rhinos I'm talking about. It says the application states the sales tax won't amount to a major windfall for the city, but would help to make it more attractive to new businesses. Who believes this crap? But I'm reading this whole thing, and there's not one politician who's quoted in this thing. I'm thinking, well, who's pushing this thing? Sometimes you can learn a lot regarding a story, not by what is mentioned in the story, but what is not mentioned. It's like the big clue is like the dog that didn't bark in that Sherlock Holmes story about Silver Blaze, where the watchdog of the horse did not bark, and that was the big clue that indicated who ended up stealing the horse. I'm reading all of this and I'm going, well, where's the leadership in Wellsburg? Where's the mayor? Where's city council? Nothing. This is the same. How do you not reach out to the politicians who are trying to increase taxation in Wellsburg? If you think increasing taxation in Wellsburg is going to help attract new businesses, well, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Wellsburg has this notorious mayor, and again, shame on the newspaper for not reaching out to him. And if they did reach out to him, shame on them for not including that in the story. This guy named Dan Dudley. I've never met the man. I didn't even know he existed until the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And this Dan Dudley, the mayor of Wellsburg, had this horrible, horrible meme, or I guess it was a post, saying in essence that he was really upset that the American flag was reduced to half staff. He called it half mass. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, a member of Mensa here, if you understand what I'm saying. And he called Charlie Kirkwood, the head of Turning Point, good, decent man, wonderful father, wonderful husband, called him a racist and other terrible, terrible names. Well, obviously, this Dan Dudley is a hardcore anti-Trump leftist. How he got to be mayor of Wellsburg is simply beyond my comprehension, as are most things. Most things are beyond my comprehension. It's not just that. It's really most things. Dan Dudley is not a very popular person as far as I can tell, because the vast majority of people here in our listening area, especially in the northern panhandle of West Virginia, hardcore Trump, and this guy's a hardcore Trump hater, and for what he had said to regarding Charlie Kirk's assassination, I mean, shame on Dan Dudley. I reached out to him saying, would you like to come on, make a statement, anything, because I'm going to be criticizing you for, you know, what you said. No response. He did the David Blomquist routine of talking tough using his keyboard, you know, keyboard warriors. And then when they're called out, whether it's Dan Dudley or David Blomquist, the mistake by the lake, they turn tail and you hear nothing from them. That's the way you deal with bullies. That's the way you deal with tough guys who have keyboards or microphones, for that matter. You just call them out and say, you know, come in here and say it to my face. Come in here and defend yourself. They won't do it. They won't even respond. They won't even respond. Blomquist and Andrea, who now wants to be called Sam in her journey of discovery, and Otis, the narc for the State Alcohol Commission. I called them all out when they attacked me regarding the Richland Township trustee election. Did a special video. By the way, if you want to check my Facebook profile page under Reels or Video, you'll see it. Last time I checked, we had more than, I don't know, 15,000 or so views. I mean, crazy numbers. Insane. Absolutely insane numbers. Absolutely insane. But still nothing from the tough guy Blomquist or the two tough guys, or woman and guy, or whatever, Sam, however she identifies these days, and Otis, nothing. Same thing with the Wellsburg mayor, Dan Dudley. Nothing. In what universe do you think that Wellsburg can attract new business by increasing taxes? A sales tax, which is probably the worst thing that you would want for a new business if you're selling hot dogs or widgets or whatever. No mention of any of the politicians in Wellsburg being in favor of this thing. And again, where's the mayor? Why isn't he being mentioned here? My guess is, and I don't know, I don't have smoking gun evidence, but my guess is it's a pretty simple answer. The media knows that everyone hates this Dan Dudley. because he is so hateful. What he said regarding the assassination of Charlie Kirk is really just beyond despicable. And he wouldn't back down. He absolutely would not back down. So my guess is he thinks this is just a dandy idea because he's a hardcore leftist and they just love raising taxes. And the media, as far as I can tell, I haven't seen any stories at all saying that Dan Dudley is behind this sales tax increase in Wellsburg. Gee, I wonder why.